can time move any slower?
I don't know.
I don't even know what time is right now.
Yeah. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. To help pass the time, you know what I find myself doing a lot lately?
I am curious, actually.
When it's late at night and I'm all alone
in my big house. Why did I say
lately, I like to turn down all the lights.
Okay.
Get out the Costco-sized tub of coconut oil.
What? Whoa.
Throw on the soundtrack to High School Musical 2.
Does it?
Oh, and then I'm gonna climb into bed, close my eyes, and fantasize about all the places I want to travel to once the entire world is finally reopened.
Okay, that's what I've been doing.
Yeah, now it explains that Costco-sized tub.
Oh,
yeah.
Harry Potter, open your magical kingdom to me. Ooh. I need a break. Anyway, my point is, right now, we all can't wait for the day when we can safely leave our homes and go travel somewhere.
Yes.
Right.
Anywhere.
Anywhere.
Pakistan.
Yeah, sure.
Jersey,
yeah.
Whatever.
I know, I'm in.
And if you've been looking for ideas on some unique places and things to do once we get the all clear, a well-known travel magazine just came out with a list of the strangest and most unique activities in the world that you're definitely going to want to experience once in your lifetime.
Okay.
Like in the Czech Republic town of Olomouc, they do an annual event called the Great Whipped Cream Battle.
Oh, I am in.
It's basically a week-long festival held every summer where the entire town gathers in a big open square. They get divided up into two teams and then they arm themselves with trays full of whipped cream. And there's a countdown, then the teams run at each other at full speed, and when they meet in the center, quote, the cream starts to fly.
Oh my God, that's not the quote they should be using. No, yeah. But okay, I would work on your slogan there a little bit.
Well, I don't know. It's kind of attracting me more.
You guys, I went to La Tomatina in Spain. Do you know what that is?
The tomato throwing.
It's the tomato festival where they literally, these trucks come by and they just dump tomatoes upon tomatoes. By the end of it, you're up to your waist in tomatoes, standing in these little tiny streets. Sounded cool.
Yeah.
Until everyone couldn't move and just started urinating in the tomatoes.
So then
you're like, what? Now I'm in pea tomatoes and I'm getting hit in the head.
You can throw them at people.
It was terrible. My girlfriend lost her shoe somewhere in the tomatoes.
Yeah.
Brooke, don't go into this festival and pee in the whipped cream right away.
I didn't do it.
Yeah, right.
Well, that sounds a little too messy for you. Maybe you'd rather visit Thailand and eat at the Cabbages and Condoms restaurant in Bangkok.
What?
How is that a thing
that goes together?
Please tell me this is like a bad translation.
No, it's described as a restaurant, bar, cafe, massage parlor, and gift shop all rolled into one.
The convenience. I can buy a gift and get a massage.
What kind of gift are you getting at a Thai massage parlor?
Apparently, as soon as you enter the building, the room is decorated with a series of life-size mannequins that are dressed up in outfits made entirely out of colorful prophylactics.
Okay.
There's Captain Condom.
Okay, I'm actually thinking this might be fun now.
Which is a mannequin wearing like a superhero outfit.
Hey, they should have used that in public school health ed instead.
In spite of all the odd names and decorations there, apparently the food is really good. Huh. Plus, all diners get a free condom with every meal.
Oh,
yes.
Oh my God. If I took my parents to there, they would totally think it was like a handy wipe or something. Yeah. You know?
This one's mint flavor. Yeah. That's weird. We're talking about some of the most strange and unique experiences that you can go visit in the world. Over in London, England, there's an annual event called the Shrove Tuesday Pancake Races.
Oh, that just says it all, doesn't it?
Every year on Shrove Tuesday, which is the day before Lent, there's special races that happen all over the UK where teams of people dress up in costumes and fancy clothes, and then they race down the streets with a skillet holding a pancake, flipping the pancakes mid-race.
Huh. Wonder why this hasn't caught on in other cities.
Yeah. Why on earth would they do something like this? Well, legend has it that a long time ago, a British woman was so late for church on Shrove Tuesday that she ran all the way to the chapel with her pancake still cooking in a frying pan so she could eat it once she got to church.
So the next year, the city just trolled her by making a festival and making fun of her?
Apparently, ever since then, pancake races have become an annual tradition on Shrove Tuesday all over England.
Why show up hungover to work every day after New Year's? Are we all going to do it now, too?
Yeah, let's flip some pancakes, man.
In Australia, they have a similar but slightly different event called the annual cockroach races. Every year, Brisbane's Story Bridge Hotel encourages visitors to BYO Roach for its creepy crawly cockroach races.
Dude, that gives you the heebie-jeebies.
And this event also has an origin story. Apparently, the races all started when two old men sat down in the hotel bar one night, and they started arguing over which Australian suburb had the biggest and fastest cockroaches.
Wow, my hometown does lawnmower races.
Oh, really?
And yeah, people like trick out their lawnmowers. That is not as cool as cockroaches, though.
Yeah. So they drunkenly decided to race some cockroaches the next day, and after that, history was made.
Do you think they train them, like Rocky?
And they have little cockroach gyms with little cockroach coaches with their like sweatbands on, punching little tiny cockroach punching bags.
Little endorsements like Radex.
Yeah. The day apparently starts with a large bagpipe parade where all the owners carry their prized cockroaches down the streets.
Wow.
Meanwhile, an MC reads the cockroaches' names out to the crowd.
Oh, wow.
And they have names like Lord of the Drains, Alfred Hitchcocky.
Oh, this is good.
And a lot of not safe for work names, which you can probably imagine for yourself.
Yeah.
There's 14 races in total, with one cockroach being crowned the champion at the end of the day.
Cool.
Drinking and gambling during the races are both strongly encouraged.
Yeah, but watch where you step. All of a sudden, you kill the leader on accident.
Disqualified.
We took down the league MVP. No.
Text into 78592. Tell us which one of these places or activities should we send Jose to go cover.
Not the cockroach one. That's...
Okay.
That might be fun to do. What you doing at the cockroach race?
Hey, you'd actually win a race if you were competed against him.
I am so scared of all bugs. There's no way.
Text it in 78592. Your phone tab's coming up right after this.